Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Let's talk about this NFL rule that is causing a lot of angst right now and the way it was passed. You guys are aware of the new rule that the NFL has passed in which it'll be a penalty for any player to lower his helmet either on offense or defense to initiate contact with the opponent.
I just don't know how you don't lower your head at some point.
Right.
I just
How do you define lower? Is it the angle?
It used to be this high, and now it's not.
Because
is it absolute height?
What if you just run around with your head low all the time?
Sure.
Well, then you'll have
lower.
You'll have to set a baseline before the game starts. Well, where's your head normally?
Or
right here.
Individual player.
Here's what to me always, this league should never surprise me in how duplicitous, sneaky, and downright dirty they can be. The rule did not appear on last week's supposedly comprehensive list of proposed rule changes. However, by Tuesday afternoon, it had passed with a vote of 32-0. The rule came from proposal number 11 of the competition committee, which had made only 10 proposals in advance of the annual meetings. So in other words, it was a stealth proposed rule. They're like, yeah, well, here's the 10 things we're going to consider, and we'll all meet next week. And then when the coaches were out golfing that day, they put out proposal number 11 and say, it's passed. Huzzah, huzzah. How dirty and devious do you have to be as a league? I've asked many people this. I'm like, so they didn't think that this rule would survive the slightest bit of sunshine in advance of these meetings.
I'm sure they'll cover this in the next issue of Referee Magazine.
Yay!
And you can see the referee.com website will list the topics for the
making this
day.
Even more insane is that there is no actual language that has been finalized on this new rule. The league said yesterday that they're going to work in the next coming weeks here up until the draft to finalize the specific language of this new rule. What kind of league approves a rule that could radically change the product without advance warning and consent and input from all kinds of entities, stakeholders in the game, and then doesn't even have the language underneath it and says, you know what, we'll work on the language later. All we know is we want to put this rule in there.
Well, we've got a first down and a 15-yard penalty, right? Those are the penalties. If you're on offense, you lower your helmet, 15-yard penalty. If you're on defense, automatic first down, correct?
And all they have to do is come up with a simple definition of everything, but it'll be a
simple definition of everything.
Pages long, tortured language so that it doesn't change the game that
so
much.
Bob,
makes it a little safer.
Bob, the answer to your question is maybe. You asked me, this is what we've got. I don't know now. Nobody knows.
Because
this is vaporware right now.
If you're going to do this, let's not go in here and just have a penalty. Let's make it hurt. For the Danny Trevathan hits like they had on Devontae Adams, there's got to be automatic suspensions.
Well,
he tried to murder Devontae Adams with that hit.
You do know a number of players thought that was a perfectly legal
hit. That's guys who have been hit in the head a lot, Steve, thought that.
I know.
Right, that's guys who hit people for living.
And other defensive players who don't really care, they just like to jack guys up.
Right. So your 15-yard penalty, that's 15 yards? You just knocked a guy out for 3 weeks with that hit. And your penalty is, that's a first down. Well, thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
I don't think it goes far enough. Personally, I think it's got to be an automatic ejection. It's got to be a 2-game suspension. And then we review it.
Good luck on that.
I
don't think it's going to be that draconian.
They're not doing anything. So what? It's a first down. So what? That's my – I don't know why anyone's upset about it. So what is my answer?
Okay. Well, again, we don't know the actual penalty.
Because you've said, as soon as someone dies, now we've got a real problem.
Now we got a real problem.
Right, and that's going to happen the way they're hitting like this.
The league was clearly shaken. The league was rattled by the Ryan Shazier injury. And by the way, have you seen the latest on Ryan Shazier's recovery? It's incredible. He was doing pull-ups the other day.
Okay, last time I checked, you don't do those with your legs, and that's the part that stopped working.
He's also walking, though.
Okay, that's
good.
And I
would imagine that pull-ups is a strenuous enough activity, even with your whole body, that for those with a serious spinal cord injury, that's a good thing. He's making a miraculous
And even
recovery.
With the Devontae Adams hit, and we're watching it right now, the referees didn't throw the flags until there was a group of players gathered around the dead body.
That's right.
Then a flag. Oh, wait, throw a flag. Someone throw a flag. Look, there's no flags. No flags. He's on the ground. They're waving for help. No flags. All the players wave. There's the flag.
I count 8 seconds after Devontae Adams
was laying on the ground.
Horizontal on the ground.
Yeah. Before a flag came out. Somebody better get a flag in here. So my answer to that is, so what?
I'm not arguing pro or con. I'm just going to put more information into the bowl to mix. This from the MMQB.com. Tuesday, the NFL's owners unanimously passed a measure to prohibit players from lowering their heads to initiate contact and to put in-game ejections on the table for egregious examples of it. So there you go, Bob. That's going to be in the mix. In the morning.
Yeah, who's going to define egregious?
In the morning general session on Wednesday, discussion continued. The NFL is going to keep working on the language to define what exactly will constitute an ejection, with a goal as having something to present at their May meeting. That's their goal. They're working on language. Hopefully by May we'll have something. See, to me, I would have all this ahead of time. I would have the language specifically sussed out. I would have a video that accompanies, here's what hits are going to be illegal going forward. Here's what hits will still be considered fine. And now let's vote. That's how I would do it. The NFL's going around it backwards. They're like, let's just pass this. And then it's almost like how our government works, Brian. Yeah, let's just pass a bill. And
then we'll find out what's in it.
Find out what's in it. Surprise!
Yeah, here's the other problem. You're dealing with people who don't think they're doing anything wrong. Danny Trevathan wanted to fight after that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like what?
Like what?
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 Right.
I hit him. So what? Yeah. You killed him. That's what.
The coaches and GMs left mid-morning with a clear idea of what the NFL is looking to accomplish. To eliminate the idea of using the helmet as a weapon from the game altogether.
I heard Roger Goodell talking about how they wanted to make the helmet a piece of protection.
Yeah.
Not a weapon.
Which
anymore.
Most of the guys coming out of the meeting said isn't being taught anymore anyway. Said Mike Zimmer, Vikings head coach, quote, "We try not to use our head for anything. Back in the old days, the perfect form tackle was you'd hit them with your face mask in the chest. Now, no one really teaches that. You slide your head to the side, keep your head up, and try to squeeze through your shoulders and your neck. The plays that they showed, head down, going in like a torpedo, no one's teaching that." Yeah, no one's teaching that, but so what? It's an instinctive move that all players are now using because the helmet is that hard and reinforced. It is, in fact, a weapon. Unless they want to start making less robust helmets, which I don't think they do.
Well,
they're caught in this catch-22. They're caught in this, you know, death spiral of, we've got to prevent concussions. Let's fortify the helmet. The more the helmet is fortified, the braver guys are going in like an ICBM.
Remember when Mike Ditka said, you know, prevent this? Take away their helmets. And we all went, what, are you crazy? Well, kind of softening up the helmets is heading that direction, right?
Well, taking away would be radical.
That'd be crazy.
Is there a way to make helmets lighter or less fortified on the top so that players are less inclined?
You want to protect the head.
We just
went through all the
to.
Concussion dance.
Right. Yeah.
You can't make the helmet less of a piece of protection.
The NFL did show a number of plays during their Wednesday session, including Bears linebacker Danny Trevathan's hit on Devontae Adams. So, Bob, that ought to make you happy. That was shown as a hit they want to get rid of.
You can see his mouth guard go up in the air and twirl around.
Plus the Shazier hit on Tyler Kroft that left Shazier paralyzed. League officials told the group, though, that there were only about 10 plays league-wide all of last year that would merit ejections. That's what they said. So a lot of coaches think it's not going to be a big deal. But we all know doing good ain't got no end. And trying to make this game safe is like doing good. It won't have any end. There will be no point in which they go, you know what? We've made the game as safe as we can. We're done trying. Because you know what's now on the docket as well, thanks to your team president, Mark Murphy, kickoffs. Have you heard this?
Yeah.
Kickoffs, if they do not become safer, could be on the way out.
Well, you've predicted this for years.
I have.
Yeah, you've said this forever. By moving it up, you know, they're kicking them out of the end zone. They don't want kickoff returns. You told us that.
To eliminate the kickoff would have, I can't even imagine, it would have so many negative consequences. And not just from the aesthetic standpoint of the kickoff is one of the most iconic and basic elements of the game of football. To see that ball flying end over end through the air. It was the shot that NFL films always began with. The battle has begun. The ball has been kicked off. Here, we're kicking, you're catching, and it's on. 11 grown men versus 11 grown men tackle football. The sport that has made America crazy for it. You're now going to go, it's too dangerous. Here, you have the ball at the 25. Okay, let's play a safe game of football. Ridiculous. Preposterous. How then are you going to manage onside kicks as a strategy? A team is down late by 2 scores. If there's no kickoff, 2 scores might as well be 5 scores or 9 scores. You're done if you don't have an onside kick. Well, we could create a rule that says onside kicks are legal.
You'll be given 4 kickoff cards at the beginning of the game.
Coupons?
Yeah, sure.
Kickoff coupons?
Like timeouts.
Yeah.
Do you choose to kick off or give them the ball to 25? That's interesting. Yeah.
You know, you could, there's a lot of ways.
You're going to have a bag full of flags you're going to have to throw out during the game.
Got a lot of great ideas like that. Is it the timeout flag right. or the challenge flag or the
kickoff flag?
Penalty
flag? What is that? Well, what color is it?
They used to let you do the wedge on kickoffs, too. They got rid of that, remember?
Yep, where you linked arms.
Oh, that was the great
days,
right?
Can you imagine?
You'd get 4 or 5 big dudes all linked arms, and they'd come at you like a battering ram. Good times. Good concussive times those were. If you want to make kickoffs safer, there's a lot of ways you can tinker with it and not get rid of the kickoff. You could make a weight restriction on kickoffs. So that literally only players under, say, 210 pounds are on. You can put a bunch of DBs on kickoffs. DBs and wideouts. You could do that. You could, make the dynamic of the kickoff sort of like a punt in which there's not 11 guys running down the field right away. There's 2 or 3. I would do a lot of things before I got rid of the kickoff entirely. And besides, yes, the kickoff is slightly more dangerous than, say, a generic running play in the NFL. But everything's dangerous out there. The whole game's dangerous. It's insane. It's why we love it. So you're telling me you're going to change just to shave another 6% off the danger factor of the NFL? You have to at some point say to yourself, when will we claim we've done all we can? Can you see the point down the road in which you say, we can't go any farther. This is it. The game cannot be made any safer. And some would say, well, that's silly. The game can always be made safer. Really? Can it? I mean,
until it stops becoming, it's not the game anymore.
That's right. That's right. It's the same thing with automobiles. Well, we want to make cars safer. Well, the safest car would drive 1 mile an hour and have 39 airbags. Is that what we want?
why would there only be 39 airbags? And why is it going 1 mile an hour when you can?
I don't know. Even that could be too dangerous. Heck, I saw. Yeah. Do you guys see the video of the poor woman that got killed by the driverless Uber?
Yeah, several times. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel horrible for her, but who just walks out in front of a car like that?
In total darkness. Yeah.
Wearing dark clothes, like without even looking to your right. Like, don't you even look for traffic? I don't know. I don't want a victim blame here, but wow. Stunned by that. Car is only going 37 miles an hour. And I thought the woman inside the car was a dude. Sorry about that. Said that on the save cast yesterday. I was like, that dude in there, the weirdest haircut. That was not a dude. That was a woman. So yeah, we'll see where the NFL goes on this. Even worse, the NFL apparently, boys, were already using the new catch rules in the Super Bowl, despite the fact that nobody had approved of the new rules yet.
They were going to test them out in the Super Bowl.
Don't you do that in a preseason game?
No, do it when it matters more than anything. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let's see how let's put it under a real stress test here. The Super Bowl.
Sal Palantonio said that after a conversation with Alberto Riveron, the NFL senior VP of officiating, Sal Pal came away convinced that the new catch rule was already in place on rulings involving Zach Ertz and Corey Clement. Said Sal Pal on ESPN, they were basically legislating on the fly. Chris Mortensen backed him up on that, saying that they basically saw that because people were watching the game going, I've watched the NFL all year long. That has always been ruled incomplete. The Corey Clement catch had been incomplete all year long. Suddenly in the Super Bowl, it's ruled a catch because I think the league was sick of the fallout of, oh God, here we go again with overturning what looks like a catch. It's getting harder and harder to really invest emotionally in this league. I'm not going to quit watching football, but it's trying my patience at every turn, as it is for a lot of people these days.
Well, I don't think they've solved the head-to-head because a lot of times when you're a receiver and you see a hit coming, Steve.
Yeah, you duck your head.
You duck your head to prepare for the blow, right?
But the rules.
But now that's going to be a 15-yard pit.
The rule's going to say it's a penalty to duck your head to initiate contact. If you're ducking your head to avoid contact, or just because you saw a squirrel, then it's not a penalty.
Right.
Yeah, it's not hard to determine, Brian. You just have to crawl inside the mind of the player.
Slowly enough where you can watch things happen.
What was your intent when you ducked your head exactly? No. We'll wait for your answer.
Okay.
You know, we're all old enough that we remember when football didn't need any of this. Why does it need all this now? Because of the concussion lawsuit? Because the players are too big, too fast? Because the helmets have been forced? Well, like, why? We didn't have to have all this in 1986, did we?
Is it just the speed and the size makes everything more lethal? I mean,
I don't know. I'm legitimately asking.
Yeah, no, I think.
If the speed and the size are too lethal, and you can't legislate speed, what's left? It's my idea that maybe someday we'll gain some momentum, which is to legislate the size. Weight limits is a great idea for the NFL if they could just get their head around it.
I'd like to hear your weight categories and what positions you can play at what weights.
Simple. They just make them up. Linebacker 230 or 225. DB 210, wide receiver 200, lineman.
Yeah, then you'll have the next thing will be a Scalegate scandal.
Oh, right.
juiced him up by 5 pounds.
Right. You'd weigh in a team under the watchful eye of the referee or the league weight czar.
When is weigh-in for the game?
It would be an hour before the game.
An hour before the game, okay.
And then as soon as you pass weigh-in, some lineman has eaten 16 burritos.
I don't see that. I don't see gaining an advantage there.
Well, no, but they'd fudge the scale or something.
No. Right. You know, they maybe.
So you got a wide receiver that's 3 pounds overweight an hour before game time. So what's he do? Take something that makes him pee a lot? Take a laxative?
He's out for the game, just like if you have an injury or a pulled hamstring.
You didn't make weight. Ouch.
I mean,
for the Super Bowl, you didn't make weight.
That was all last night.
That'll come back to haunt all of us eventually.
Or there could be some leeway, you know.
Okay.
But they would push the leeway. If you get 5 pounds plus minus 5 pounds, I don't know.
Hey, baseball starts in like 5 minutes.
I can't wait for scores tomorrow.
That's right, Box Score Brian. Get ready for baseball.